لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله تنعيد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم رب هذه دعوة تامة وصلاة القائمة محمد الفضيلة والوسيلة وابعثوا مقام محمود كما وعد فالحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. Our brothers and sisters in Islam, our praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. And we ask Allah for His help and we seek His help through prayer and patience. استعينوا بالصبر وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى خَاشِعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek help in Allah with sabr and salat. You need both those things. Because you have to be patient عَلَى الْمَصَائِبِ. If you want to get into striving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not a one-shot deal. It's not a one battle deal. Islam is not a destination. It's a path that leads to a destination. It's a sirat. So if you're on a path to going somewhere, then that the fact that it's a path itself implies that you have to move on that path. Because if you just stand still, you're not going anywhere. But the path, when it comes to Allah, your life is still moving. Your life is going to move. You're going to get older. If you're 50, you're going to be 51. If you're 19, you're going to be 20. Inshallah ta'ala will either expire before that. So for a Muslim, it's important on how you navigate your path. For every human being. But because we're Muslims, we navigate our path through Islam. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ذَاقَ طَعْمُ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِي مُحَمَّدِ الرَّسُولَ. He said, the person who is content with Allah as his Lord, with Islam as his religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his messenger, that he's tasted the taste of faith. So you always have to look at yourself like you are on Sirat Mustaqim. You're on a path. You're on the path. And everything is moving. And if you don't get on the Sirat Mustaqim path, then because things are moving, you're still moving along. Allah moves people along until their final resting place. Even after you die, you're being moved along. You don't just die, that's it. No, no, no. You have the Malaikat al-Maut come, and it's going to either be the Malaikat al-Rahma or the Malaikat al-Adab. The angels of mercy or the angels of punishment. Somebody's going to be saying, come on. Either going to be saying, Ya ayyatuha nafs al-mutma'inna, O you soul who's at rest, and calling you, because your soul is mutma'in, is at peace with Allah, at rest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to be on a path. Or they're going to be saying, oh, you soul that's dirty. You're still going to be on a path. Everybody goes on a path. That's why Allah says, وَجَاءَ كُلُّ نَفْسٌ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. Every soul shall come, and with it will be a sa'iq and a shaheed. The sa'iq is the driver. That's Yawm al-Qiyamah. There's an angel to say, okay, this way, come on. He's a driver, he's a sa'iq. He's driving you. Come on, no, keep it moving. Come on. And then the shaheed is when I got the record right here. That's a witness. And then when you get to Jannah, inshallah ta'ala, then that's Dar al-Khulud. That's the place of everlasting. That's when you'll be ala ara'iki mutaki'un, on couches leaning back. That's the only time that is permissible for a believer to consider themselves totally at rest. Because even if you're done your work, you still have to do more. If you go to sleep at night, you still have to get up in the morning, you still have to do Salatul Fajr. If you finish the Hajj rites, like Allah says, وَإِذَا قَدَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكِكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. He says, and when you finish your Hajj rites, he ain't say, okay, go on, just take a Brody. No, he says, when you finish your rites during Hajj, you're done? Okay, now, remember Allah like you remember your forefathers. No, even a greater remembrance. So you always have, so this is why we engage in warfare with the shaitan. Because at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to iman, calling us to success, calling us to bliss. Iblis, he's calling too. He got more callers. He got more callers. The Prophet when the verse came down, قُلْ إِنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعْهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقُوا عَن سَبِيلِي. When the verse came down, it said, say to them, this is my straight path, so follow it. And don't follow the other paths, because it's going to take you away from the path. When that verse came down, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he drew a line in the sand. He drew a line in the sand. He drew a line in the sand, straight line, and he said, this is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then he drew a whole bunch of other lines. He says, these are the paths of Iblis. The different paths. Because Iblis don't got one path. He got a whole bunch of paths. He got a bunch of paths. See, Muslims, we have one path. That's our path. Our path is Islam. Our sirat, sirat al-mustaqim. We say, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. God is to sirat al-mustaqim. Iblis, he got all kind of paths. He be coming up with new paths. Every other day he got a path. He got this path, another path, another path. He a path inventor, man. But the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that on the head of each one of these paths is a shaitan who calls you to that path. So brothers and sisters, we want to talk about temptation. Because that's what's on the head of these paths. is temptation. How does a Muslim deal with temptation? Because we're tempted. Life is full of temptations. Shaitan is constantly tempting us to do that. He's calling us. He's inviting. Sometimes he invites with a promise. Like I said before, part of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to disbelieve in a whole bunch of things. We just happen to live in a time where there's more complex, more information, so it's more kufr. It's more types of kufr. It's not just deviation. It's not just fornication, types of fornication, sub-classifications of fornication, almost fornication, half of fornication, quarter fornication, legal fornication, illegal fornication, license fornication, unlicensed fornication. That's just a fornication. Let alone in theft. Not just stealing some oranges off a cart. You got stealing, petty theft, grand larceny, embezzlement, misleading, misappropriation of funds. All stealing. It's just different names for it. If I didn't steal it, we just misappropriated the fund. We have clerical error still. It's just a clerical error. That's all. We didn't steal the money. We just made a budget error. It's still stealing. But these are paths of Iblis. And a Muslim has to deal with those paths. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ لَمَّا قُدِ الْأَمْرِ. That after everything is settled in the end, the shaitan would say, Inna Allaha wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq. Wa wa'adtukum fakhlaftukum. He says, verily, Allah has promised you the promise of truth. Because Allah promises us this. He promises you maghfirah, jannah, success, goodness, mercy, husna. These are promises from Allah. Jannah, firdaus, inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati, kana lahum jannatu firdausi nuzula, khalidina fiha, la yabghuna anha hiwala. Because for those people who believe and do good works, for them is jannati firdausi, the jannah of firdaus, nuzula. Nuzul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means like a, the Arabs used to say something is a nuzul when the guests come. You get guests come to your home or to your village and you put out a spread. That's a nuzul. Man, look, the guests say, hey, man, we got all that for you, man. Whatever you want. What you want. That's called a nuzul. Allah prepares that for the muttaqin. Nuzul al-Ghafur Rahim. He promised, but Shaitan also promised. And he says, and I also promised, but I broke my promise. Right? He says, Ma kana li alaykum min sultanin illa an da'awtukum fastajabtum li. He says, but I did not have any authority over you now. This is Shaitan. This is Sultan Ibrahim. The shaitan, this is his words. I didn't have any authority over you. I just invited you and you responded. I just invited you and you responded. Ma ana bi musrikikum wa ma antum bi musrikhiya. Then he says, I can't answer your call right now. And you can't answer my call. See, that's how Shaitan get down. That's why we're supposed to like that mud. That's why he's an enemy. Because he don't play fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair in his dealings. And he commands fairness. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wa ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Allah commands justice and goodness in maintaining relationship with your relatives. But Shaitan, he is a liar. He don't play fair, man. And that's how we get caught up in temptation, because he invites you to that, and you're thinking, okay, oh, okay. He likes to either some kind of pleasure or some kind of money. If you do this, man, you're going to get paid, boy. You're going to be successful, man. People are going to love you. And you're like, oh, okay, okay. But he's telling you right in the Quran, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, but I broke my promise with you, that he will break his promise. On the day of judgment, just like Allah says, like the similitude of Shaitan, إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اِكْفُرْ, when he says to human beings, اِكْفُرْ, disbelieve. فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْكَ, but after he disbelieves, he says, hey, got nothing to do with you. Anybody would make me, dude, I ain't got nothing to do. I don't know you. When you say anybody would minnek, that means I have nothing to do with you. Anabari would minnek. Then he says, inni akhafu Allah rabbil alamin, by the way, I fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So you have to understand the game. And part of the game is dealing with temptation. We have to deal with temptation. Now, there's a lot of types of temptation, but there's different ways to deal with temptations. Some temptations are stronger than others. Some are just whispers. Generally, in general, Iblis, when he works by a whisper. That's the general path of Iblis. Is waswasa. That's why Allah says, "Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudur an-nas min al-jinnati wa an-nas." He whispers. In fact, khannas min sharri waswasil khannas. Like Allah says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the people, the King of the people, the God of the people, min sharri waswasil khannas, from the evil of the whisper of the khannas. Khannasa, in the Arabic language, you know what it means? It means to come out and hide. He's come out, and as soon as you're detected, you back up. You come out, that's what khanas means. Khanas means someone that does that all the time. The way to denounce khanas is in the Arabic language, in the language of the Arabs, is called a sigultum abaligha. Means that he's excessive in doing that. That's all he does. That's how he works in general. Although now he just opened there. He just tell you, I'm Shaitan, come on. They tell you. That's only because the hearts are dead. Now you have a lot of dead hearts. When the heart is dead, he's like, look, dude. Do you want this haram now? Oh, yeah, they just tell you. They just, because they develop the shahwa. They cultivate. He cultivates desire for things that are prohibited. Even over desire for things that are halal. And too much desire in the heart, anyone would tell you, of the arifin would tell you, that it blinds the heart. That's why Allah says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ مَقَنْطَرَ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ مَسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. He says, زُوِينَ لِلنَّاسِ. He says, the people are beguiled by their love of the desires for women and boys and treasures of gold and silver and horses with marks on them and animals and land. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says, this is the trappings of the hayat ad-dunya. So, brothers and sisters, the whole key is seeking help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience and prayer, al-ista'ana billah, but you have to be kind of quick on your feet sometimes to navigate away from the temptation. And it does get better. It does get easier. It's like fighting. It's like wrestling. You know, the more you wrestle with somebody, you keep wrestling. You build muscle. You go to the gym every day, every other day, every 3 days, and you're lifting weights. Okay. You know, it gets easier. So it gets easier to resist temptation. And then sometimes they send bigger, bigger shaitans. They said the bigger, you know, the more, you know, they don't stop. But you start to develop a pattern in your life of resistance. You ever hear when people are under siege, like in World War II, for example, they had the French resistance. You know, Germany conquered France, but it was a sizable part of the population. They formed what was called the French resistance. We're resisting this, man. And the whole bunch of, no, we're resisting. We're not going to lay down. Muslim, you won't be this, you want to be the same way. I'm not laying down for Iblis. I'm resisting. And you have to start by resisting temptation. There's no one way to resist temptation. For example, certain things, Allah gives us certain inclinations or certain instructions on certain things. For example, zina. Zina is a big temptation. For men, that's one of the biggest temptations. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ma taraktu fitnatan ashadd 'ala ar-rijal min an-nisa." I have not left a trial that's harder on men than women. I mean, it was such a big thing. They just made it in some places in this country, for example. They said, "We're just gonna have to halal this thing." They rolled over. They rolled over for fornication. Not everybody, but they really legalized it. Okay, that's when you say, "Shaitan, we give up." He said, "Okay, cool," because he's inviting to his path, which is the hellfire. But Allah says, "Wala taqrabu zina innahu." He said, "Don't go near fornication because it is an abomination and a bad path. Don't go near it." That's why I encourage you brothers who aren't married, man, and especially any of you who still living with your girlfriend, living in fornication, because that means you just really, you're in a bind. If you're living in fornication, I'm telling you, Shaitan got a rope around your neck. You can get up in the morning and be all happy. Yeah, no, he got a rope around your neck though. And if you're going on with it, like ain't nothing wrong with it, that's what he wants you to do. Feel bad. But you're going to still do it though. I want you to feel bad. Yeah, feel bad. Oh yeah, feel bad. But you're still doing it. Fornication is a biggie. That takes a lot of the spiritual light away. If you want one sin that really saps spiritual light, fornication will do it for you. That's why Allah says, "Wala taqrabu zina." Don't go near it. We know not to fornicate. He's not saying don't fornicate. He says, "Wala taqrabu zina." Don't go near zina. Innahu kana fahishatan. It is an abomination. Wa sa'a sabila. And a bad path. Because fornication has to do with desire. That carnal desire. And Shaitan know if he gets you on that, that's how we get married in Islam. "Hey, boy, my stuff is halal." "Yeah." "Uh-huh." "What? Huh? What?" "Yeah, that's right." That's what the Prophet said. "Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a faltazawwaj. Fa'innahu aghattu lil-basari wa ahsanu lil-farji." Whoever of you is able to maintain a home, get married. It's better covering for his gaze and is more guardful for his chastity. Because that one, you know. So we avoid certain temptuous things. I put an emphasis on marriage because a lot of people, you know, still do the boyfriend-girlfriend thing. From what I've been told. And that's not good. You want to break that. You got to break that gin in half. Don't let that be the draw. Because he opened the doors for all of them. Because that's a big, big deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He created His original plan for husband and wife, male and female, was to be azwaj. When He created Hawa, Eve, she was already His wife. He didn't marry Adam to Eve. No, He created Adam, and then I'm going to create your wife. So when we take any other path, وَمَنْ اِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Allah says, whoever wants other than that, I mean, other than what is halal for you, He says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُجِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. وَمَنْ اِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. It's those people who guard their chastity, except from their wives and their right-hand possessions. On them there is no blame. But anyone who wants other than that, He says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. They're transgressors. So Allah, I don't like that. So you stay away from it. If it's a temptation for you, get married. Even if it's not the best spouse you can find, listen, bismillah, we get married. You gotta halal that. But other things are temptations. But you have to be active, proactive in avoiding temptations. You have to avoid unlawful dealings. You avoid taking money that's not yours. You have to get away from it. You have to start to recognize, Shaitan is tempting me. You have to believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know when they talk about giving sadaqah, there's shayateen that threaten you when you're asked for sadaqah, to say, man, you're going to be broke if you do that. You know what Ibn Qayyim said about that? He said that Shaitan, he invites and threatens you to do something that you should do, that you should do for Allah. He invites and threatens you not to do it. And you end up not doing it because he's threatening you. You understand what I'm saying? He's threatening you. Don't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. But you end up doing the same thing for somebody else anyway. And he mentioned sadaqah. So he mentioned that. He said, you won't give sadaqah for Allah, but then you go give way more than that to the marketplace. But that's what he does. You won't prostrate to Allah, but then you do more than that running around in Allah. Dude, prostration didn't take that much energy. That's like you don't make wudu, but you go swimming at the beach with the girls. Like, that ain't no work. You could just make the wudu. It doesn't take a lot, but this is how Shaitan confuses the mind. So every time we have a temptation, brother or sister, there's a way out. You have to think about it. You have to seek Allah's help, but you have to fear Allah. You have to think. And listen, I'm not saying it's easy. I ain't no expert. I'm just delivering the message here. It ain't that simple. I mean, it's simple, but it ain't always easy. If it was that simple, then it would be no test. But there is a test. It's not that simple. It's hard. But you have to get used to doing it. And then you become more proficient in it, so you don't fall for every path. Couple things you do. The number one thing you do, after seeking help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرَزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِمْ. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, He makes for him an opening, and He gives him sustenance from where he would never imagine. So that's the first thing, have taqwa of Allah. But the other thing you have to do كَثْرَةُ istighfar وَالتَّوْبَ. You have to do a lot of asking for forgiveness, a lot of repentance. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said himself, he said, إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةٍ. He says, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I repent to Him every day more than 70 times. So you have to do that. Because you can't just go up there and fight Shaitan. That's not what Allah means by making him an enemy. He bad boy, been around for a long time. These jinns, they've been working for a long time. And some people fool themselves and say, you know what, I can handle it. I'm different. And some people become addicts. I can stop any day I want. Yeah. Okay. Shaitan said, okay. Do you think this is our first rodeo? That's why Allah says, "Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam alla ta'budu shaytan." Have I not made a covenant with you, O children of Adam, not to worship the shaytan, not to worship the devil? Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin, because he is a manifest enemy to you. Wa ani'buduni hadha sirat mustaqim, but instead to worship me. This is, again, the reference back again. Hadha siratun mustaqim. Because this is the straight path. Then he said, وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. He says, Iblis have led away, before you came on the set, many nations. Like, this ain't the first time. This ain't his first game. America ain't his first country. This ain't his first century. He ain't just getting started. That's what I'm trying to say to you. He has more experience. But the Shaitan's plan and his temptation is weak. But it's only weak if you have a plan. If you're on a path. If you're on a path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, his plan just, you water it down. What are you talking about? Because you're not listening to him. You see him. Oh, Shaitan, excuse me. He doesn't mess with your heart as much because you're sincere. Because he's powerless over the sincere. The truly sincere. Because he said, وَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادُكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He says, by your might, I will mislead all of them except for your sincere servants from amongst them. So brothers and sisters, three things. A lot of tawbah, istighfar. That's just normal life of a Muslim. Avoid temptation by seeking help in Allah, and patience, and prayer. And three, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kullu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله عظيما يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصلاة يرحمكم الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيم رحمكم وثابكم وصول صفوفكم. Brothers and sisters, make